Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of how concerned you are with Harrison Butker. Is this a real problem for the Chiefs and their kicking game going forward? We all know there are plenty of bigger issues with this team, right? That we've discussed the first
two, three weeks
by no means isn't, you know, and maybe that's why the attention to it is not going to be as high as it would be in a year where everybody else was at a high level and this would be the only thing. But four missed kicks in three games, I don't know any other city, any other football team that it would not be a conversation, right? So this to me is not crazy at all to be discussing what I think is a legitimate issue right now. Everybody understands throughout his career, he was responsible for some of the biggest kicks in the NFL over the last 20 years. That's a fact. Yep. It just is some of the biggest kicks. This team doesn't go to a couple of these Super Bowls without his leg knocking through a couple long, long field goals in AFC title games.
That is had all, to make a whole bunch of kicks against Philly the first time they won that Super Bowl.
That is all true. He, to me, has still been one of the more clutch kickers in NFL history. But when you miss four kicks in three games, it's a problem.
I think it's, and I don't mean, maybe it's too early to call. I think he's not the same Harrison Butker, and I don't know that he's ever going to be the same Harrison Butker. He hasn't been right for well over an entire year. We're talking about like, Gold, we're starting to come in on like a year and a half of Harrison Butker not looking like the same kicker as before. And part of this was the postseason stuff has thrown me off. It should absolutely be a huge topic. Now, we can just start the topic real quick with, well, then just get rid of him. Bad news on that front. He is owed a ton of money this year and would be a ton of money to cut. He is owed a ton of money next year and would be a ton of money to cut. It would actually cost you more money to get rid of Harrison Butker by $3 million than it would be to keep Harrison Butker on your team next year.
Yeah.
So that part of the equation is probably just a, you're going to have to live with this for a little bit. But what I don't think, what I think has happened here, and I was guilty of it as well, what I think has happened is here, we've allowed his postseason success to skew the kind of kicker he's been for the better part of 5 or 6 years. In the last 5 years, this is what he is. Right now, he's 23rd in the NFL in field goal percentage at 77.8%. That's a bad percentage, by the way. Not that that surprises you. Last year, he finished 20th in field goal percentage. He missed three games, but he only made 84% of his kick. That's also bad. In 2023, he was the fifth best. 94.3% of his kicks. Now, that means there were four guys who made more than that. Kudos to them, by the way. But he made a huge percentage of his kicks. They won the Super Bowl that year, too. We're all probably fine. 2022, 30th. Of qualified kickers in field goal percentage, only made 75% of his kicks. Also missed three games that year. 89% in 2021, 92%. I think it's pretty easy to figure it out here. He got hurt in 2022, and he's been broken pretty much ever since. Or he's hurt again, and in the two previous years in which he was hurt and not good, that's what happened here.
Yeah, he had the knee drop thing again last night on one of the kicks, too. And I believe he made that kick.
It was the one that went off the upper end.
Yeah, the one, it was still a doink. It went in, but that was the one. So I don't know if he's not healthy, and Dave Toe will speak later on this week. I don't know if we're going to find out that the knee is a problem again. But yeah, the numbers, it is very clear there's been a drop-off. He's now, since then, still made the big postseason kicks and all that. And I still think if you're asking me, compared to go picking up a kicker off the street, I don't trust some other kicker to make a clutch kick. This is more of an off-season conversation as far as I'm concerned. Like, it is a problem in this season, no doubt. But I don't think the solution exists in season. You know what I mean? You have other teams that have already made kicking changes for kickers that don't have any track record, right? Like, I think the Niners cut Jake Moody after one week, and now they got Eddie Pinheiro, who's been on probably 15 teams at this point in time in the NFL. So there's not really better options out there. It's an off-season convo, but the financials are the financials. And when you're paid like the highest paid kicker in the league and like the best kicker in the league, and these are the numbers, it's problematic in a team that has soon to be a new contract for your quarterback in the offseason. Trent McDuffie's need to get paid in the offseason. It's a reason why they moved on also from Tommy Townsend. They couldn't afford to have the highest paid punter, the highest paid kicker in football. And so now they have Matt Araiza, who also, by the way, looks to have fixed some of his issues with punting from last season. So that's a positive sign with the special teams unit. But the percentages are pretty startling to see spread out over the last couple of years. And it is now the point where before you would just trust Butker no matter what to make the kick. Like that was the thought process in Kansas City. I don't think you can feel that way. Doesn't mean that on Sunday he can't kick a 60-yarder to win a game. No, but he also might miss the 45-yarder now. That's the difference for me.
So, like, the postseason stuff is very true. But I looked at, over the last, the same time that he's been making these postseason kicks, last, like, 5-6 years, there's about 10 guys in the NFL who makes kicks at that rate. I'm not saying that
longer
they
kicker,
also...
longer kicks than
I'm
ever.
I'm not saying that, like, I'm just saying, like, 90%, about a third kicks at that rate. So, like, was he just one of the 10 best kickers, and he was just kicking... like one of the 10 best kickers in the postseason and 10 other guys would have made those kicks. I don't know. I can't erase his big postseason kicks and give them to somebody else just because they hit that normal percentage. But you're right in the sense that they're going to have to sweat it. And if he was a cheap kicker, they would be talking about bringing in a kicker this week. If he was a cheap kicker and one that they could get rid of financially, we would get the headline just like Pinheiro, and it would say, Chiefs bring in kicker to practice this week. Let's see what they got. That's probably how this would be going.
It's that, and it's that, but also they have the same special teams coordinator throughout his entire career. Yeah. He does have the history of winning games for them. So all that is why I don't think they're doing anything right this second. But if another game happens, I mean, 3 weeks to me is enough for a kicker to have 4 kicks missed. Like that's enough to, warning signs should be all over the place at this point. But does it take him, truly missing a shot at a truly game-winning kick? I understand there's been 3 games where you look at the Eagles and they lose by 3 points and you can pinpoint the miss there. I'm saying, will it take it's Baltimore and the Chiefs drive down with 30 seconds to go.
It's a 40-yarder to win.
And it's a 40-yarder to win and he misses it, or a 35-yarder to win, he misses it. Will it take that for people that are still skeptical about his struggles to be on board? I hope he rights the ship. I'm a little concerned he's not healthy, Cody. I'm
a
little worried that the knee is a problem again, and that would be less correctable.
Is that something? So I wonder if that's because he was trying to kick through the issues. That's why he was going down to the knee. I wonder if that's not like the reason he did it last night. Not to say because he might be hurt for all we know. Could that also be something where it's like he got so used to just doing that to help support his leg, where it's just muscle memory now, where it might throw it and it's actually making it harder for him to make these field goals, where every now and then the muscle memory, he'll just go down to the knee and he pushes it? Because a lot of the field goals, it seems like if he's missed right.
Yeah, pretty consistently.
It seems
and
like.
And look, and I'll point out, like the text line says it too, 816, Mike Vanderjagt. Like a lot of times it's like any other kickers are not immune to this different than anyone else. Like one day, Justin Tucker wasn't as good as he wasn't Justin Tucker anymore. He was a good kicker.
That was a couple years ago.
He was a fine NFL kicker. Take out the personal stuff aside for a minute, just talking about the kicking part of it. He wasn't the same guy as he was before. But Drew, the injury stuff, it's not hard to figure out. Gold, do I think he's hurt? Yes. In the last 6 years, in the 3 years, he did not miss a single game. He made 92, 89, and 94% of his kicks. In the 2 years, he missed games. 75 and 84%. So far, he's making 77. Seems like there's a pretty good chance Harrison Butker's dinged up. He's hurt. His knee's hurt. Something's hurt. Based on just historical evidence over the last 6 years, when he misses games, he misses kicks.
Yeah, it's going to be something to watch throughout most of the season now, it seems like. And will that eventually impact how Andy Reid calls a third down, goes for it on a fourth down? We'll see as the season goes on. Right now, I'm sure he'll be asked about it at noon when you hear Andy Reid speak, and I'm sure he'll say he's got all the confidence in the world in Harrison Butker and all that. But they probably wouldn't say publicly if he was hurt. That's one of those deals where like the player basically would have to acknowledge it, kind of thing. If it's an injury that you're playing through, this happens in baseball more than football. But I would have to come from Butker himself. They're not, the coaches are not going to use that as an excuse or anything like that. So it's a problem though, and I hope it's something that in a weird way, can heal up if it is an injury and you see a little bit more consistency from Butker. But 3 weeks in, four kicks would be a problem for any other franchise. In Kansas City, he's got a little bit more of a track record, obviously, as being one of the more successful kickers in clutch time and everything. So he gets a longer leash. Totally get it. But he is the highest paid kicker in football. There has to be still an expectation of the type of performance you get from your kicker when you're getting paid that kind of money. And someone says, hey, guys, he struggled at the beginning of the season in 2020. Guys, it's 2025. That was 5 years ago. Like, yes, he turned around in 2020, but to the point about, you know, the age catches up eventually to everybody kind of thing, and sometimes you don't have it anymore. That was 5 years ago, with all due respect on that. Like, that to me is not a good example to use.
Over the last 4 years, he's a below average kicker on average. He's got two good years in there, one good year in there. But over the last 4 years, he is the, on average, 18th to 22nd best kicker in the NFL over the last 4 years in total. I don't care what he did in 2020. That was five, almost 6 years ago. We're talking about a guy who's like that 19th best kicker. But the problem is also cost-benefit analysis, like you mentioned with the price. For the same reasons we're annoyed at Jawan Taylor, who we can get to in a minute, who is also a massive problem on this team, and cannot continue to be allowed to make mistakes every single week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.